KDX is mobile.
KF8 BMW.
This is K.
Here is Bennett NYQ Mobile.
KF8QL.
KF8QL, QDNY. Good evening, Dave. Just getting ready here in about 5 minutes to do the 220 Inquisitor net.
Oh, that's cool. Well, if I wasn't driving, I would participate in that. I don't have 220 in the car yet.
Well, due to the limited amount of 220 access that we've got, I also link in WADC, so we're already linked in. So we're coming out of the NHAPR and my repeater and a couple others that are linked in. But WADC is linked in for the net on Saturday.
Okay, very good. That's why the courtesy tone is different. Okay, very good. Well, I will stand by then. KF8QL.
KD8MUI, stand by for the net.
This is W8MEL.
Good evening. As they say, it's 6 o'clock somewhere. KD8MEY, and Walker requesting the use of the KD8MEY, NHAPR, and WADC repeaters for this evening's 220 Inquisitor net. My name is Steven, and I'll be your net control this evening. This is a round-robin style net to all appropriately licensed radio operators. When checking in, please give your call sign slowly and phonetically with a name and location and check-in type. Let me begin by asking this evening, do we have any announcements? Do we have any announcements for the net? All right, hearing no announcements, we'll go ahead and begin with check-ins. I did happen to catch Dave, KF8QL. I've got him at the top of the list. Do we have any other check-ins tonight? Please call now.
KV8LCT, Kilo Echo 8, Lima Charlie Tango, Richard in Springport. I'm going to have to be in and out tonight. Sorry about that, Steve.
KV8LCT, I got you on the list as an in and out. Thanks for joining us, Rich. Do you mind if I give you a phone call a little bit later tonight?
Yeah, but make it a short one.
Okay, yep, just had a few questions, but we can do that. I'll call you after the net wraps up. Thanks, Rich. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Next check-in, please.
KAATX.
KAATX, Steve, we got you on the list. Next check-in, please. With the nice weather, I kind of figured, you know, people are going to be out enjoying it, and I hear it's only about 73 outside, so actually not too bad of an evening. So, but, all right, well, for tonight's topic, I kind of had, you know, how did you fare with the fireworks, and with the nice weather, do you have any plans for getting out and working on anything for your station? So, kind of the couple little general questions I got there. So first off, we'll go to Dave, KFAQL. And then Dave, hand it to Steve, KA8TPX. And then Steve, back to net control. Go ahead, Dave. KD8MEY, net control for the 220 Inquisitor net.
Okay, good evening, and nice to hear you guys. I am mobile right now and just driving home from stopping at a friend's house. But, yeah, fireworks. I went to the East Grand Rapids Fireworks, and this is our first year attending now. They put on a nice show, so that was fun, and the whole weekend was very nice, and, you know, it's been gorgeous weather, so I have no complaints. Yeah, the weather, I've got temperature's a little below mine. I've got 76 degrees here, and we just really enjoyed it. So other projects, the projects for antennas and stuff, I'm going to help a friend put up a 40-meter NFET, and I'm going to do it like I did mine and pull up a string with my drone and go over a tree limb. So that's coming up. So that's probably the next antenna thing I'm going to do. So let's see. This is KFAQL, and I pass it over to Steve.
Very good. I think the name was Dave there. Well, thank you, and good evening, Dave. Good evening, Steve. Well, fireworks. I'm about 70 and a half, closer to 71. My wife, 66, 67. So, as far as the fireworks were concerned, I could have done, we could have done, and our two little dogs could have done without it. It just was a war zone around here for a pretty long time, but sometime between 11 and 12, it kind of petered off a little bit. So, as far as projects, my sole project for the summer, as far as my shack, is to get the solar portion of the project done so I can be done outside when the colder weather comes around and work on some of the inside stuff that I need to do. So, back to net. KAATPX.
KD8MEY, net control for the 220 Inquisitor net. Yeah, as far as for the fireworks, I didn't really go anywhere for any of them, but I'll tell you what, my one cat was hiding in the cupboards, you know, I'm waiting for her to be hiding in there again tonight. She either goes and finds a nice little corner in one of the closets when she opens the door, or she'll go hide in one of my kitchen cabinets behind all the pots and pans. She just doesn't like the loud noises. My other cat, you know, runs over to the window looking outside at all the things popping up with all the color going, ooh, what's that? What's that? What's that? So, anyway, as for projects, got a couple things that I've been kind of kicking my mind around about considering buying a new radio, but not completely sure. I do have some work on my repeater that I plan to get out and complete definitely over the next, hopefully, month or so, as we can arrange. Got some different radios we're going to put in there. They're wide band instead of, I think the current radios I've got in there right now, they're supposed to be wide band, but they sound very narrow band. So, then I need to get around to doing some programming on my FTA-DX 101D. I want to get that all set up with FT8 and just sitting here mindlessly and just click and click and click and do some digital on 30 meter. Just never got around to setting up the software on my computer for all that and all the settings for the sound card and everything. So, stuff I need to get around doing. All right. Well, we'll see if we have any other additional check-ins tonight. KDMUI, Net Control, please call now.
At 8 DTD, November 8, Delta, Golf Delta.
Yeah, good evening, Tom. Thank you for joining us. Next check-in, please. All right, not hearing any more. Well, Tom, if you didn't hear, our topic tonight was, you know, the fireworks. You know, did you go to any, or did they have any effect like they did on my pets and such? And then do you have any some future plans on any work on your station? Any upgrades or maybe repairs or anything, possibly? So kind of what we were covering, and then we'll just kind of leave it open for if anybody else wants to toss anything out there for an open topic. Was struggling to come up with much tonight, so we'll go ahead and start the top of the list again here with Dave, KKQL, and then Dave hand it to Steve, KA8PPX, and Steve hand it to Tom, N8DGD, and Tom back to net control. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm going to make this my last one. I'm mobile, and I'm just about back to the home, 2TH, so... beautiful day, beautiful weekend, and this is why we live in Michigan. So my sister lives down in Tucson, and she is absolutely frying right now, and she hates it. And I told her she should move back to Michigan, the climate refuge of the United States, but she hasn't been convinced yet. So anyway. Enjoy the summer, you guys, and I'll pass it over to Steve. Steve, by the way, your audio is way lower than Steven's is, so just an FYI. I don't know what it is, but distinctly different audio. Go ahead, Steve. This is KFAQL, and I'm on the side.
Hey, real good. Good evening, Dave. Or Tom, I'm sorry. You know, as far as the audio, am I understandable okay, or is there a problem?
I would say you're understandable, but it's just not the deviation is much different. So I thought I'd let you know, and you don't have to do anything. I just thought you'd like to know that. KFAQL.
Okay, thanks. You know, I was going to make a comment. I had a scanner locked up on 444.4 since when that was starting, and I was listening to the audio coming out of that and the audio coming out of the Siemens repeater, and it was a lot cleaner and a lot nicer. And I don't know if I've got something wrong going here, especially with the comment on my audio may have some issues. I don't know. I don't want to blow it out of proportion. But just a comment. And as far as fireworks, you know, we stayed home, obviously, and there was plenty to see outside the window until about 10, and that's the time we go to bed, but they continued for a while. But we got to it. So anyway, over to you, Tom, N8DGDKATPX.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, I don't know if Grand Rapids is... when they're going to do their fireworks, or if they are going to at all, I don't know. I thought maybe they would do them on the 4th, but nothing last night. So, I don't know, maybe something tonight, I don't know. But otherwise, I haven't really heard anything from the downtown Grand Rapids area as far as fireworks. So, a lot of neighbors are blowing things off, though, so it's pretty lively anyway. So, and catch you later there, Dave. Let's see here. Yeah, I think that's about all I got here. Little projects, I'm not sure, nothing really major. I just got to get back at doing some things around the house here. So probably what I'll really concentrate on. So with that, I think it goes to Stephen, KD8MEY, NADGD.
KD8MEY. Well, thanks, Gellin, and have a good evening, Dave. We'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure. Tom, the city of Grand Rapids is doing their fireworks tonight. I guess they chose because several other cities were doing theirs on, the 4th and, some other different nights. They wanted to wait till the weekend when it would be better for more people. But that's what I heard yesterday was the city's doing theirs tonight. So that'll, didn't think about it yet. That'll definitely have my my cat hiding in the cupboard again. Reminds me of a book, maybe a book you guys read, called Indian in the Cupboard, but mine's Cat in the Cupboard. fun. So, got a couple other projects that I want to get around to around here too, but right now we're just getting that 101 digital ready and actually getting it working. Hey, keep thinking about it and keep kind of kicking the can down the road going, Nah, I think tonight I'm going to have to definitely get that up and going and see if I can't do some digital contacts on 30 meter or, it'll probably be 30 meter. Well, I do have 80 meters for digital too, so I could do that later in the evening after we get started. So, got to make sure my cat has a nice comfy spot to go hide. we'll see if we have any other check-ins tonight for the 220 Inquisitor Net. KDMY Net Control, please call now. KDMY Net Control. I will say, Steve, real quick, that the audio that comes out of the 444.400 machine is usually very, very good audio, a very good clear. There are times that I've, even with the WATC repeater, that I've talked on the VHF side and I've listened to the UHF because the audio was just so much clearer and louder. So that might be. And I got to remember, you can't check in on that that repeater. But are you using a JPR or MEY tonight?
Right now we're using KDMEY repeater. I can drop down to John's and you can just compare the difference if you want. That's okay.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and drop down to John's real quick. I'm just kind of curious as to the difference. I can hear you, but one of the things I was talking about, like I mentioned earlier, I need to do some work on the repeater, and I think for some reason they didn't either I was doing proper or something's not right with the filters on that, the radios that we got for my repeater. So I think they're narrow band, they're not wide band like they should be. But KATPX, go ahead.
Yeah, now we're on NHJPR's repeater. Any difference in the audio on your end?
Actually, a good decent amount. I can hear you a lot clearer and, much better audio. I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Tom real quick at NADGD and see if he has a comment.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to pick up a phone there. My sister just called me, so I'm just getting off that. So, sorry. I don't really have any other comments, but I'll listen out here now. I had to take that phone call. So, anyway, back to you, Stephen. NADGD.
Tim, I was just going to ask real quick. Steve jumped from the MEY repeater to the NAJPR repeater, and I was just kind of curious if you noticed the difference. Or Dave, if you happen to still be listening on the side there, if you wanted to jump in. But Actually, let's see. Dave, are you still there? KVQL?
Well, this isn't Dave, but I will give a listen if he wants to try it.
Sorry, let me jump in.
Yeah, he already moved. Go ahead and Steve, KATPX, and transmit a brief transmission from the NHJPR repeater, and then jump back over to MUI and make another brief transmission. And Tom, after he's completed that, go ahead and we'll ask your opinion, your comment. Katie, MUI, net control. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, good. NABGDKAATPX. So I'm on the NHJPR repeater, and I'm going to drop this one and go back to the KD8MEY repeater. Okay. I'm back on the KD8MEY repeater, doing a little audio check, and I wonder what you comment you might have, Tom. NABGDKAATPX.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, it's night and day difference. Night and day difference. You're much better on the JPR, hands down.
Well, that's interesting. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but is it a problem on my end, do you think, or just a problem with the link system and my signal coming out on the KD8MUI repeater that might have an issue?
See if I got it. I don't know. But yeah, anyway. Well, I don't see how it could be anything on your end. It's got to be something on the repeater or the link or something, because you're coming in good on JPR. It sounds real good there. But you're real muffled and low on the other repeater. I guess that's Stevens there, 220. So that's my take of it. Anyway, so I think your radio is okay. NADGD, and I'll listen out here a little bit.
Let me see if I got it. Okay, real good, Tom. Thanks. I think you tried to jump in there, and maybe I got in your way. But anyway, well, I guess that's good to hear. Just, I don't know, Steven. Maybe does that help you out in your tinkering with the repeater stuff that you're talking about doing?
KD8MEY. Yeah, it helps. I mean, we've known that there was an audio difference between the two, and part of the plan was when we went to replace these radios, and we were going to be doing some changes to the bridge, I guess you want to, or the, interlinking and stuff, and that was all going to be stuff that we worked on at the, all at one time, and just unfortunately it's been kind of not happened just yet, and that's why I'm really hoping to get through that here hopefully sometime soon. My repeater I think is transmitting narrow, not wide, so that it pinches your audio, and I think that's part of the problem. So it's not your equipment, Steve. It has to do with what's going on at my repeater, and I know that there's even talking to Glenn that there's been an audio difference where, like, my audio is a lot louder for some people than it is on JPR's, and his is lower, and just a lot of things that going on, and I know JPR is in the process of getting an amplifier for his, because he's only putting out, I think, about 10 watts from there where he's at in Moline. So with that, we'll see if we have any other check-ins tonight. KD8MEY. All right, not hearing any, we'll go ahead, and I guess we'll just make kind of a final go around here for any other comments or anything you might want to toss out. So we'll start off with Steve, KA8TPX, and then hand it down to Tom, NABGD, and then we'll go ahead and begin wrapping her up, I guess. KMUI, next roll. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, real good, Stephen. And, you know, always remember, if you want to do some testing, you know, chime in over here. I might either be here in the shack or out in the yard doing some work, but I'll catch up with you. Nothing more from here. Excuse me. Thanks for the test kind of on my audio, and I appreciate it. And hey, DGD, Tom, pick it up. 73, y'all.
Okay, Steve. What is your call sign again?
Kilo Alpha 8 Tango Papa X-ray.
KATPX. Okay, very good. All right, nice to hear you there tonight. And yeah, KA8. Wow. I wonder if you've had that since that was issued to you. That's an old call. Anyway, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't really have much here either. I'm going to get going and start dinner here. So, nice running into you guys. And, yeah, glad to help you out there. And we'll catch you all later. This is NADGD. Go ahead, Steven.
Pick it up. Tom, just to let you know, yeah, I was licensed in 1985 as a novice, and I still hold that class, so you're right on as far as an old call sign. Anyway, 73, y'all.
Real good.
K88MEY. Thanks again, gentlemen, and have a great evening. And yeah, I got to think about some dinner here myself, but I got a phone call I got to make. But yeah, that's why... We can't encourage Steve to go over and jump over to a 2 meter 440 just at the point. Lightly twisted his arm to think about a tech, but it's also kind of nifty that he's still a novice. So, all right, we'll see if we have any other final check-ins or stations with final comments or business. Please call now. ADMY Net Control. Well, that's interesting. We seem to have a open carrier there. So, all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say 73 to everybody. I'd like to say thank you all to everyone who checked in to the T20 Inquisitor Net. We had a total of 4 participants, or 4 check-ins, 5 participants with me as Net Control. And catch you guys in a couple weeks. And KDMEY will disconnect WDC here in just a moment. Interesting. All right. Well, 73 gentlemen. And thank you again, everyone who checked in. Please stand by as I disconnect WBC. KDMY. Is there a pinpoint for the next time?
Here is NYQ Mobile.
First station calling, was that NYQ November 8th, Yankee November, sorry, yep, I'm already messed up in my head there, N8YN, sorry, KDMY, Stephen in Grand Rapids here.
Yeah, very good, Stephen, yeah. This is November 8, November Yankee Quebec. Name is Peter, and I think we've talked before. In fact, I'm pretty sure we've talked before. How's things going on this holiday weekend?
Not too bad so far, other than my cats are absolutely hating the repeating sequential lengths of fireworks. They're going to go find their places to hide, so they're over. They don't like the loud bangs and booms. But overall, not too bad. Just relaxing at home, most of them.
Yeah, I hear you. My cats are doing the same thing. You find them very scarce when the fireworks are going off, and then after they stop, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes later, they'll be out running around again. But when the noise is going off, they don't understand it. They just find a little corner to hide in.
Yep, mine have gone from, you know, where they just hide under the bed to where now it's, one of them is smart enough to open the closet doors, and another one goes and hides in the kitchen cupboard stuff. They keep changing positions, but, you know, they don't understand. I kind of felt a little irritated on one of the early morning nets earlier this week when some guy said, you know, well, I hope it rains. I hope it rains on the 4th because my dog doesn't like the bangs and all the noise. And, you know, yeah, I understand where that's coming from, but, yeah, it's uncomfortable to him. He can only do so much, but, hey, let's just, you know, pee on, you know, how many people's parade for one animal or a couple animals. You know, it's not nice to them, but it's not fair to the other people either. But, you know, it is what it is, I suppose. Kate, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, for dogs, they make a thunder shirt, and you put it on them, and it hugs them. And it takes the stress out of loud noises. A lot of dogs respond very positive to it. Unfortunately, my wife wants to dress the cats up in clothing, and I pretty much won't let her do it. My cat is not that cat, you know. Although, we have a harness when we take him out walking because he's an indoor cat. Now, he got in a vicious fight when he was an outdoor cat and lost an eye and had some other damage done to him. So now we keep him in the house. He stayed in the house after we stayed in the house for the recuperation, and then we just keep him in the house. And now you go to open the door, and he turns around and walks the other way. He's got no interest at all in trying to go outside and, you know, get away from his two beds and his bowl of food and his bowl of water and his his bathroom basket, whatever they call that thing. So yeah, he's like, I got people waiting on me hand and foot I'm not going back and out and living underneath the cars.
I can't blame him. I mean, come on, you know, hey, in here there's no rain. In here there's, you know, not sure how you guys do, but, you know, I keep my apartment thermally controlled. You know, it doesn't get too hot, it doesn't get too cold. You know, hey, nice comfort zone. There's no intruders in here. Maybe an occasional visitor, but no intruders. And everything's kind of stable. I can go lay wherever I want, where I want. Yeah, that's generally the attitude of my cats. They may not exactly get along the best. One's half the age of the other one, and the youngest one's a calico and wants to play all the time. Your senior cat just wants to kind of do her thing and lounge around and be left alone. And, you know, as long as she, comes up and gets her stitches and her food bowl is taken care of when she wants attention and her litter box and water bowl are clean, she's a very happy cat for the most part.
Well, exactly, and ours has learned that when the humans get up and my wife goes into the kitchen, makes herself coffee, if you show up and meow at the little one, she'll usually go in the refrigerator and throw ham at you. So she ends up getting a piece of ham for breakfast. Then you go eat her dry food, and if we have eggs and hash browns or whatever, she ends up being part of that, So, yeah, he's learned that he is the prince of the house, and he pretty much lives the life of luxury. So that works out well. Like I said, he's my little buddy. He hangs out, crawls up when I'm in my lazy, he'll climb up on the armrest and watch TV with me or watch what I'm doing on the computer, my tablet. He'll watch the arrow moving around, the mouse, and he'll, at first he tried to chase it, like he thought it was, something he could catch. But he figured out real quick that he wasn't catching it, and now he just sits there and watches it, and he watches TV. He literally will sit and watch TV. So we have yet to, I know on the Roku box, there's like a cat channel where you can, turn it on and there's pictures of cats. I just got to find it and see these other cats walking around and playing. But he likes to, we hang stuff for him to play with. And he's got his post with his condo and a couple other shelves to lay on. And he just, like you said, climate controlled, food, and nobody bothering him. So I would hope he's pretty happy.
Yep. My youngest, the calico, she's learned that you need my Turkish man, who's, she's going on 8 years old, and my calico is going on 5 years old. That he's learned very well that if you go rouse the older sister, because if she goes and asks for food, I'll give her her food, I'll give her her treats and stuff like that, no problem, because she doesn't beg. My younger cat has attempted to ask for food and beg and mooch and mooch, and I'm just like, no, you've already had enough. So he's learned very well to, hey, let's go get the older sister to ask it. Hey, we'll get something out of it. And of course, the older sister's like, hey, I was just sleeping. Leave me alone. Yes, okay, fine. It's funny how cats learn. Katie, anyway.
I'll tell you, when I was younger, my aunt and uncle had a horse farm, and I was there 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, mucking out stalls. And the pony learned. real quick how to manipulate you and get extra grain, get extra feed, and you know, have you play with him and toss his ball for him. He was like a giant golden retriever. You would toss the basketball, had a rope tied to it. He would run out, grab the rope in his teeth, and bring it back to you and drop it at your feet. You know, and again, he would walk in, he'd be lined up at the gate. You'd drop the lower part of the fence first, you know, the lower rail, because it was two by 12s that created the gate for the back door of the barn. Well, you drop the lower one, he's small enough, he'd get underneath it and start going into everybody's stall all the way to the far end where his little stall was, because he had half a stall. Next to the feed room was a stall and a half. And then he was right next to it. But he would go up the entire row, going into each stall and grabbing a mouthful of food, and then run out of there, run to the next one, and grab another mouthful. And then by the time he got to his stall, well, we had to cut his food back because he was getting fat.
Yeah, it is definitely funny how animals learn. You know, a lot of people think they're not very smart, but they are. You know, I mean, people think that cats are very unaffectionate, very independent. No, not at all. I mean, I've seen several videos, and, you know, one of my cats, you know, as soon as I come home, she's sitting right by the door. She'll kind of hear or know my rhythm of walking. Walks in the door, she's sitting right there waiting for me, meowing, rubbing against my legs, going, "Hi, Dad, welcome home. Where you been? Where you been?"
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, because I just pulled in the driveway, and a lot of our cats are outdoor cats. They've been, they're feral. They're not ours. They just show up here. My neighbor, three doors down, when they went to bulldoze their house, they had abandoned the house when they got evicted and moved up north to a trailer, and they left cats in there. And those cats showed up at our doorstep, meowing and looking for help and food. So I went out to the store and I bought a bag of food real quick, kitten food, because they'd been locked in that house for anywhere from 2 weeks to a month. And, you know, the other people moved away up to West Branch or Gaylord and left the cats just to fend on their own. The whole house was full of, it was horrible. Full of poop and just not very good. And so now they all kind of hang out here. They hide behind our garage, underneath my trailer, underneath my van in the driveway. I've got an older Camaro, an 83 Camaro that I haven't taken out on the road in quite a while. And they've tucked up underneath there, and they've drug some stuff underneath there to block the wind. They survive all winter out there, but if you come up on our porch, I buy a heated water bowl, and we put water out for them that's got a heating element so it doesn't freeze, and then we've got food bowls out there. And you open the door, and there'll be, you know, 9 or 10 cats sitting at the bottom of the porch waiting for me to use my beer pitcher to bring out the food and pour it in the bowls. And then when you walk back in the house, as soon as you close the door, they're all up by the porch running around picking up their bowl and eating. When I pulled in the driveway just now, there was 3 cats sitting in the driveway waiting for me to return. And then as soon as I started to pull in the driveway, they can hear my electric car coming down the road, and they start looking out from underneath my van sitting over here, my GMC, and peeking their heads out, like, is it him? Is he home? So, yeah, it's definitely kind of funny.
Yep. Well, cancer, they say, you know, creatures of habit, routine, so I can definitely see that. I know mine get a little upset, you know, when I'm, right now I'm in the process of, have left one job and going to switch jobs here, going from a 3 a.m. to, like, you know, noon, 1 o'clock shift to a 10 p.m. to a 6 a.m. shift. You know, obviously there are 8 times they're going to have to change because I'm going to have to feed them before I leave and when I get home. So they're getting a little upset because, you know, hey, you normally feed us now. Why aren't you feeding us? And then they get puzzled when, well, why are you putting food in the bowl now? But they'll learn over time.
Yeah, all they know is for right now their bellies are grumbling. And it's time to be fed, you know. So they're waiting. They're waiting for you to feed them. Hey, like I said, I'm here in the driveway. I got to go get the trash can off the road. Apparently, that didn't happen today. So go take care of that, and then go up there and throw some food in the bowls for them. Get in the house and get ready. Do it all over again tomorrow. So I'll say 7-3s for now. Thanks for riding along with me. Nice time to you, and hopefully we'll chat again in the future. This is NNYQ. I'll be clear on your final.
NNYQ. Yep, good talking to you. And don't want to hold you up too long. Actually, should probably think about that. Taking a couple of spots, one of the back covered syrup from one of my cats before the fireworks start. To see Grand Rapids is going to start here, I'm imagining it pretty soon. So, trying to make her as comfortable as I can. But, been great talking to you. Hopefully, we'll catch you again here soon. And anything we can do for 220, KDMY 73. And take care, and we'll catch you again soon.